season of Advent is upon us. The word comes from the Latin adventus, which means arrival, as Christians awaited the second coming of Jesus. Well, for the faithful, Advent is about repentance. It is also a joyful time marked by traditional Czech goodies and music, as Brian Kennedy reports.
On the first Sunday of Advent at St. Augustine Monastery in Vrchlabí, a town at the foot of the Krkonoše Mountains, church choir master Radek Hanuš presents a long-lost organ, one of the oldest in Bohemia.
I have an 8-track pipe here, a 4-track flute, it's taller, and then I have a 2-track principal here, and we can put the two flutes together, for example, and play a pastoral František Xaver Brixi.
Brixi, an 18th century composer born in Prague, wrote some 290 such church works in his 40 short years on this earth. He was named Kapellmeister of the St. Vitus Cathedral at age 27 and held that high musical office till his untimely death. He would have played on just such an instrument, Radek Hanuš says.
Tady se nacházíme u nástroje, který je z počátku 18. století. To je vlastně autentický nástroj, na který se ty pastorály.
This instrument dates from the early 18th century and is actually one on which those pastorals were first played on. Actually, if we look at the fresco above us in the monastery church, a cherub is playing on such a church or portative organ. I quite like this instrument, which has been restored essentially to its original state. So we hear the same sound that people did in the 18th century, maybe even when the foundation stone of this very monastery church was laid.
Takže ten zvuk slyšeli lidé v 18. století, možná v době, kdy tento klášterní kostel se začalo s pokládáním základního kamene.
As is traditional on the first Sunday of Advent, a liturgical season lasting 4 weeks, many Czechs lit the first candles on traditional wreaths prepared for the period, which culminates on December the 24th, the day Czechs celebrate Christmas. Events accompanying the pre-holiday time have been moved online in view of the coronavirus situation. In the meantime, souls full of good cheer, like church choir master Radek Hanuš, is pleased to share the gift of music.
Nyní už víme, že ta koncertní umělecká činnost bude spíš utlumená nebo že nebude.
We now know that concerts, artistic events will be rather subdued this year or not held at all. So I thought, how to please people a little at Christmas? It occurred to me that I could go around our beautiful churches in the Krkonoše Mountains. At first, I thought I would focus on historical instruments, but I decided to also play instruments in beautiful places. So I would like to bring some joy through some Czech pastoral organ music, and so that everyone can hear recordings of these unique instruments.
Chtěl bych českou varhaní pastorelovou hudbou potěšit lidi právě tady v Krkonoších, že by slyšeli ty jejich nástroje ze záznamu.
And while traditional Christmas markets are also not being held, you can be certain that Czech homes will soon be filled with the aroma of baking gingerbread and cookies, along with mulled wine and the sound of carols.